Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, March 6th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'm glad you guys were able to get the message, many of you, that we had the call Tuesday night an hour early because of the president's speech to both chambers of Congress, not commerce, Congress. And I wanted everybody to be able to watch that if they wanted to without interruption, so including Sue and Bob and I. So that's what we did. We did the call in an hour at 8 o'clock Central, at 8 o'clock Eastern, rather, and I think it worked out really well. I hope you guys got the email, and we're going to talk about that after we pray the call in before Sue's teaching. We're going to talk about it before your teaching, Sue. So let's pray the call in. Lord God, thank you for everything that's going on behind the scenes, which there's a lot of it going on behind the scenes. Thank you for the information we've been able to glean so far. And thank you for the blessing that is coming very soon. Thank you for everything you're doing to keep us financially hydrated and medically healed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I wanted to bring this up before your teaching, Sue, because we have to clarify some things. Some people notified us, let's just say notified Bob, unfortunately, and that tied up his phones at Boomers, which we don't ever want to do, that people were calling because they weren't sure if they were on the email list because they didn't get an email. And I want Bob to explain this, and then I'll back you up on it, Bob, however you want to say it, about why we do what we're doing. Number one, before Bob goes, we want people's emails so they're registered on the site so that after the big call stops doing live calls, we can still send you guys podcasts that we may do and let you know how we're going to participate and how you'll participate in our projects, should you choose to, after this all goes. And that's the only way we're going to have to stay in touch with you is by your email. So that's why we've asked you to submit that and register on bigcalluniverse.com. Now, Bob knows why some people didn't get the email about the time change. We sent two of them out. One at 12:05 noon on Tuesday, and one was around 6 o'clock Eastern Time Tuesday to let you guys know about the time change, moving the call up an hour. Now, Bob, tell us what happens with the site and why some people did not get their emails.
Yeah, so when you have a what's called a CRM or a contact relationship manager, it's automated email system that you get to go in and customize, but there's a lot of aspects that are mandated, and so we or anybody else are not allowed to continuously send emails to people if they don't want those emails. And even if you sign up and say, I want them, if they start coming in and you never open them up, the email server interprets that to mean that you don't want those emails. And at some point, you get an email that says, if you want to continue to receive these emails, click here. And if you don't do that, then the system automatically stops sending you emails. So if you were a person that didn't open up the emails, you may have a couple of weeks ago or as long ago as, you know, many months ago, you stopped getting emails from us. So when you see emails that come, you don't have to reply to them or take any action, but at least once a month, you have to open up one of those emails, meaning just click it, look at it, and if you want to close it, if you want to delete it, you can do that. But if you ignore it, then you get automatically put in this list that says, oh, it looks like these people don't want these emails. And so if you were a person that thought you should have gotten an email and you didn't, then you need to re-sign up. And in the future, you need to open up a couple of emails to make sure you don't get delisted from the email list.
Yep.
Right. So if you go on Big Call Universe and put in your email, that'll be good. You'll be back on the list, and just make sure to stay active with it.
There you go.
And that's about it.
Okay.
And so it's better do it, you know. Yeah, and so you go to bigcalluniverse.com and go down and sign up, which is at the bottom of the page. There's a spot to put in your email and your name.
Okay.
So put that in and you'll be on the list. You don't need to call us because we can't really sign you up necessarily for that list very easily. It's much better if you do it yourself. And that way the system doesn't interpret it as us trying to slam you onto an email list.
Right.
May I say something as well?
Sure, go ahead.
And also, please don't send an email to me because I get flooded and I have particularly small staff. So do not send emails about this list to Sue. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you, Sue. And the other thing which could provide additional clarification to everybody is when we get the number, the 800 number, we assume it's a toll-free 800 number. When we get that, which I don't have it yet, but we will do two things. We will put it on the landing page of bigcalluniverse.com. We'll post it there. So you'll have it even if for some reason you don't get it in the email. But you should be looking for an email from Wells Fargo anyway, and then our thing is just a backup in case somehow Wells Fargo doesn't have your email, then we've got you in the sense that we'll send you an email with the toll-free number. But to have the number posted on our website as soon as we possibly can post it, that way all you'd have to do is go to bigcalluniverse.com and you'd see the number posted on our first landing page. That is the plan. So we kind of have some redundancy there. The redundancy would be the email that would go out to you with the toll-free number. And we know this is very close, and you'll hear more about it in the intel, but don't bother Sue with emails, and don't bother Bob's company, Boomers, with phone calls that are not related to Boomers products. Okay? And I appreciate
and Bruce,
everybody
just one
getting
last
that.
Thing.
Yeah, Bob.
Bruce, just one last thing. So the system sends out a confirmation that we got your sign up, and but it doesn't mean that it's going to come right into your inbox. It may end up, as it happens to some people, in your spam, your trash, your promotions. So check all of those things for your confirmation. Because we also get a lot of calls from people saying, I signed up, but I'm not sure I'm on the list. I didn't get a confirmation.
Right.
It's because it's in your promotions. So
that's good.
So double check that as well.
Yeah, double check it. And, Bob, that is, I understand it, once they set up, that's an autoresponder, isn't it? So
yes.
That will automatically go to them, like, in what? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 minute?
Yeah, probably right within the first 30 seconds to a minute.
Okay. So if you don't get it after you sign up in a minute or so, check your spam folder, check your promotions folder, check whatever you have to do, all files, all folders, because it may not be in your inbox. Okay. Excellent. Thank you for that, Bob. Appreciate that clarification. Okay, we're all looking for the same thing, all on the same team, so just realize that, you guys. Help Sue by not sending her anything, and help Bob by only calling for Boomers products or questions about Boomers. Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate that. I prayed the call in, Sue. Let's see what you'd have for us tonight. And we really appreciate you doing these teachings because it means a lot to Bob and I, and I'm sure it means a lot to Big Call Universe.
Well, I'm going to dedicate this to the Big Call Universe, and I want to give a shout out to Stephanie at Boomers and to all the people at Boomers that have pitched in and just have the heart of gold and service and pleasantness and kindness. It's just extraordinary. So let Stephanie know, Bob. Of course, this is for you too, but just how much I appreciate her.
Yes.
Be a Joshua. Be a Caleb. In Numbers 13, Moses sent 12 men in to spy out the promised land. After 40 days, 10 of them came back and said, "Moses, we don't have a chance. The cities are fortified and very large, and the people are huge. Compared to them, we feel like we're grasshoppers. Notice their I ams. I'm weak, I'm inferior, I'm intimidated, I'm afraid." Oh. What happened? Fear, intimidation, and inferiority came knocking at their door. The other two spies, Joshua and Caleb, came back with a different report. They said, "Moses, yes, the people are big, but we know our God is much bigger. We are well able. Let us go in and take the land at once." Their I ams were just the opposite. "I am strong. I am equipped. I am confident. I am more than a conqueror." What is interesting is that the negative report from the 10 spies spread like wildfire throughout the rest of the camp. Before long, some 2 million people were intimidated and afraid. Nobody even paid attention to Joshua and Caleb's report of faith. Here's what I've learned. A negative report always spreads faster than a positive report. Boy, don't we know that. When people are murmuring, complaining, and talking defeat, be on guard. Make sure you don't let the wrong I am take root. The people of Israel were so distressed by the negative report that they complained against Moses and Aaron. "Why did you even bring us out here? We're going to die in the wilderness. Our children, our wives, they're going to be taken as plunder." God answered back something very powerful and very sobering. He said in Numbers 14, "I will do for you exactly what you have said. You said you're going to die in the wilderness, so you will die in the wilderness. God is saying the same thing to us. I'm going to do exactly what you've been saying. Don't ever say, 'I'm weak, I'm intimidated, I'm inferior.'" Friend, the wrong I am can keep you from your destiny. Do you remember reading in the scripture about a man named Sathur, a man named Gadi, or a man named Shaphat? I'm fairly certain that you've never heard of them. You know why? They were listed among the 10 spies who brought the negative report. They also never made it into the promised land. The fact is, they were called to be history makers, just as Joshua and Caleb were. They had seeds of greatness inside them. But the wrong I am kept them from making their mark. Don't let that be your destiny. You may be facing some major obstacles, but my challenge is for you to be a Joshua, be a Caleb. "I am strong. I am confident. I am equipped. I am more than a conqueror. I am well able." Make sure you have the right I ams coming out of your mouth. Joshua and Caleb were the only two from that whole wilderness company to ever make it into the promised land. May this be your entry into the promised land by devoting yourself to the right I am. That's our teaching for tonight.
Sue, that was really good. Thank you for that. Thank you for that teaching. I think it says a lot to us. And I really appreciate you bringing that out, because Joshua and Caleb went into the promised land. That whole thing about the 12 spies going in to spy out the land, that was something they thought of. God told them to go in and take the land. He'd already set it up where they could go in and be successful and take over this promised land, the land of milk and honey, a land of, you know, great vegetables and fruit that was low-hanging, that was so big, and grapes were probably the size of an orange. You know, it's amazing, because Joshua and Caleb were the only two that took God at his word and went in unafraid and came back with a positive report. The other 10 that came back gave the negative report. Yeah, there were giants in the land and all that, but they didn't see what God told them they would see. They didn't go in under the authority that they had because of what God had spoken to them. Now, we look at that promised land story, and we think, what is our promised land? Our promised land is getting to the other side of this RV, getting to the other side of the GCR, and all of those things that come with it, and the med beds, and everything else. Our projects getting started and everything. You know, that's kind of where our promised land is. But what we have to do is we have to take God at his word and step into that promised land based on the information that we're getting. And I'm trying to compare the two, even though they're not exactly the same thing, that's for sure. But our promised land right now, right here and now, is to get on the other side of this RV. And we want to get on the other side of it as soon as we can and move forward one step at a time, and I know that we'll do that. We will do that. So, you know, where the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. There's the I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. You know, that's really how we are. Let the sick say, I am healed. You know, the Bible says, the healed of the Lord say so. Let the healed of the Lord say so. So if we speak healing, and Sue was right on the money on this in the teaching, the idea of what we say, we put things into the air that we speak, they become a living thing. To kill and destroy, or to speak goodness and good things into our lives. We have to be really aware, even our thoughts, our very thoughts, but let's be really aware of what we say and what we say about this blessing. If we're going to grumble and gripe like the Jews did as they were going in to Meribel and Meribah. Meribel and Meribah means grumble and gripe. If we're going to be those people, you know, God's not going to honor it. Hey, listen, I understand. They didn't have water. They didn't have water for themselves. They didn't have water for their flocks, for their herds. But, you know, God had provided for them. And he did provide, but guess what? Who am I thinking of? Moses had to hit the rock with the staff, and the rock was symbolic of Jesus Christ, and he poured out rivers of living water. He poured out gushing streams, almost rivers of water, for millions of people, plus all the livestock. So God is there to supply. And the blessing that we're going to receive on the other side of this is going to blow our minds, We know what it's worth, and a lot of people wouldn't have the faith to even believe in something like this. But we have it. We have the faith. Let's keep the faith, and let's speak positively about getting to the other side. And that's what I got out of that teaching. Bob, how do you look at this teaching, and what did you get from it?
Yeah, so thanks again, Sue, for a great teaching. And the first thing I thought about, and then my brain just got filled with the memories of it, was Joshua. And in 1986, I think it was, maybe as late as 88, I read the book Joshua by Joseph Gerzon. And it was subtitled A Parable for Today. And in this story, Joseph Gerzon was a Catholic priest. And he wrote a book about what he thought it would be like if when Jesus came back for today. And so it was a beautiful story about his teachings. And in the story, he visited a lot of different churches and synagogues and met the rabbis and the pastors and became friends with them, and people would come to his carpentry shop and he would teach at his shop. It was the most beautiful book. And in the story, there was one particular church that was having a hard time. They were excluding a lot of people from their church. They were the wealthiest people in town, and they were constantly at odds with lots of other people, and Joshua was forever trying to help them to kind of mend their ways. And the story is really beautiful, and I recommend people get a copy of it. It's sold now over 30 million copies in like 30 languages around the world. And in 1989, I was given this book to read by a nun. And then later, I left that particular nursing home where I was working and went to work at a new one. And it was an Episcopal nursing home, and the members of the board of directors were almost all Episcopalians. The bishop was a member of the board, the dean of the cathedral, the priest at the local church, all these other men and women who were Episcopalian leaders in the community. And it turns out that their church that was on State Street, I believe, in Albany, New York, was the church in question in the story, Joshua. And when the book came out, and they were kind of like publicly shamed because a lot of people, certainly in that area, knew who Joseph Gerzon was talking about. And Joseph lived nearby. And this is the real part of the story. So at one point, the priest or pastor of the local church asked me if I would like to come to dinner to meet Joseph Gerzon. And it turns out that that church, after the book came out, kind of had like this great awakening, and they let go the pastor that they had there. They hired this new man who invited me to dinner. His name was Robert Eggenschiller. He invited me to come to his home there on the grounds of the church to have dinner with him and the author of the book, Joshua, Joseph Gerzon. And it was a great kind of introduction for me into the community and to have all of these people around, because we had board meetings, it seemed like day and night, committee meetings and board meetings. I was always around these 30 people who were the board, and I was the administrator and CEO. And so I got to be surrounded by all these people who had just recently been through a very, very public transformation, personally and collectively. And the story, you know, in the book never really got to the part about how they had changed, because when the book was published, they hadn't yet.
Right.
And shortly thereafter, they all did. And so for 7 years that I worked there, those were the people that I got to interface with every day, along with many, many other amazing people, you know, Joseph Garzon included. And I'll never forget the generosity of Reverend Eginschiller to include me in being able to sit in the presence of such an amazing man as Joseph Garzon, who was like this living manifestation of God and revered by so many people around the world. And that's what came to my mind during the teaching, Sue. And it was like, because it was such a transformative time of my life, I couldn't think about anything else except that. It just all came flooding back, and I can see the faith of Reverend Eginschiller and the bishop and the dean and all the amazing board members and, of course, Father Garzon.
Wow. That's awesome. I love that story. I've heard that story from you personally before, but it just... Bob, if I understand it right, that Episcopal nursing home was one where you were administrator and CEO, and you had a staff of 1,000. Is that correct?
Actually, there was a different. It was a different place.
Different one. Okay.
Yeah, different place. The other place was actually a Catholic facility.
Oh, that's right.
Episcopal facility was a much smaller place.
Oh,
a couple
I got
hundred
you.
People that worked there.
Wow. Amazing. It's still terrific. And I love that story. And it makes me can't wait so I can read. I can get that copy of that book and read it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds great. Thank you for that.
They made it into a movie as well.
And is it called The Joseph Story?
Called Joshua.
Joshua.
It's just simple. The Joshua. Name of the movie is Joshua. And he wrote sequels afterwards. He wrote many other books.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Wow.
But that was, none of them ever really were as impactful as the first one.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Good. Thank you for that story, Bob. It's really good. I appreciate your connection to the teaching through that story. Sue, that was something else. I love that story from Bob. What did you gain from this teaching? And does it say anything to you about your I Am?
Well, I was going to go in a direction that, I mean, it's so interesting. I don't have anything prepared when I'm getting ready or when I'm reading this. And then when I take in what both of you have said, it sort of morphs. But I love the way Bob weaves the significance and the connection that happens when you're in your heart and you're doing something that's meaningful. And so it puts you in a place where you can perceive the kind of transformation. And I was just imagining what he had gone through and, you know, literally how he was picking up on that group of people and what they were processing and who our Bob was, being in the midst of that and shepherding and holding love and being who we know him to be and being able to witness and put into his soul, which is why it popped in like it did, such a deep experience. And then for me, when I was reading it, I was thinking about what it's been like to be a part of the Big Call leadership for 9.5 years. And because my background is in doing things with sort of neuroscience-based and faith-based, the combination of the two, I was thinking about always interacting with people from the first get-go is going to be survival. And I told Bruce today, I said, Bruce, you know, we got a lot of blame addicts. Like literally people that blame something or are not empowered, or I said, wow, there's some stuff out there. And I've been doing transformational work for over 32 years. And Bob's story reminded me of walking into environments. And this is what we're all going to be encountering, where you are going to be called to be a Joshua and a Caleb. Because just like we all are right now, if you think about how most people are holding on to the world as it looks, it's fearful, it's scary, they give the power to something outside of themselves. That's the real story here. The story is Bob meeting those people with grace. The story is holding the love of God and holding the vision of God that you hold in you about what the RV is. And everyone listening to this, I'm thinking about Stephanie, who is so graceful, Bob. You know, just pouring love into whatever you're confronting and saying, I'm not going to be anything but God's love. I wish people would move into that space instead of saying, oh my gosh, some of the emails, you know, impatience, this or that. And I'm going to be right out on the call. There are times when I want to be like a fire-breathing dragon when I get some of those emails. And it's such a good practice for me to go, this person must be in pain. This person feels small. This person is this or that or this or that. To me, being a Joshua or a Caleb is walking into the practice of growing in grace, in abundance, in largeness, in the opportunity to be able to talk to all of you on the big call. That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen that Bob just got to be in that situation. It doesn't just happen that Bruce got to be in this situation, even with everything that he's facing. It's because he seasoned his heart. And that's the call to be a Joshua or a Caleb. I am a great being, and I will treat others with love and respect. With love and respect. And the other day, I got one of those emails, and I like looked for this person's number, and I called up and I said, look, you're about to be a humanitarian. You're about to be a humanitarian. Always conduct yourself as if you are coming from the greatest respect for yourself. And just, it's so important. It's so important to love yourself enough that you can extend that love to others with respect.
That's right.
And that's my whatever that is. Mélange of,
that is your mélange.
You know, being in it, and rising above it, and just like everybody else, I have to choose to let go of the lesser and think about what I'm sending out into the world. Does it lift people? Does it humanize me to see I have to work just as hard as everybody else? Yes, hopefully. And what do I choose? What do we all choose? Choose to go higher. Choose to go higher. So that's what I want to say.
It's good, Sue. Yeah. That's really good. Yeah. I like that. It's kind of like choosing life. I set before you life and death. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Your life urge or your death urge? As long as my life urge is increasing. Yes, as long as my life urge is increasing, I'm doing well. Yep.
Choose life, God says. Choose life. You know, I think we all choose life. We want to. But if you're shaming, blaming, you're really not choosing life. So, yeah, that's good, Sue. I appreciate you letting us know. And we don't want to send out emails like that. We don't want to receive them. We don't want to send them out like that. So let's not. Thank you for that teaching. I think we got a lot out of that. I did from Bob, and I like what you had to say about how you connected with it, Sue. And it just really, it's meaningful. We can attach a good meaning to that teaching, and we did. When we go into your segment, Sue, we know that...
Wait a minute.
I believe
prayer
I know,
request.
Oh, yeah, let's do that first, like we always do. Thank you, Bruce.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Sue.
What are you doing? Are you flying in some Concorde over the... Yeah,
I am. Let's do this. Let's see what we have in the way of prayer requests and praise reports tonight on the 6th of March, a Thursday. Yes.
Okay, so this is the title, Prayer for God to Supply a Financial Need for My Son, Anthony, and a Job. Also, please pray against demonic anger between my adult sons who live together, Anthony and Jordan. Pray that they are not led into temptation but delivered from evil. They both speak words of either suicide or kill. It's so demonic. Thank you so much.
No.
Wow.
Demonic, yeah.
So let's everyone, I talk about death urge. Let's everyone just get into whatever way that you can connect to your heart, and just understanding that when I ask you to put your hand on your heart if you want, it's because it activates the 40,000 neurons in your heart, and it just connects you to that power. And then let's call on Jesus.
Yes.
And let's see that we're anchored in the heart of Jesus as we pray for Anthony and Jordan. And let me see, does this person have a name? Maybe. Angela. And so, Angela, we're praying for your ability to hold the light of Christ. So you are rising above the image of Anthony and Jordan and their demonic so-called approach. And I want you to see that you are seeing them shifting out of that, because you don't want to get the three of you in a loop of perception. And so you're breaking the connection and the tie, even though you witnessed that, I want you to see yourself seeing them getting better every day, just looking for that and getting better every day,
mm-hmm.
and that their hearts and that their minds are moving out of that violent, negative tendency, and maybe some new solutions are coming in. But right now, the space that they're in, the energy that they're in, is being filled with light. And while they sleep, it's filled with light and the light of Christ. And you wake up tomorrow and you notice that not only you, but them and their whole space are feeling lighter, are feeling loved, are feeling freer. And it's because Christ and everyone on the big call is surrounding you and cleansing this darkness and this negative survival energy that has them speaking to each other. So we see that their hearts are filled with light, their minds are filled with light, their bodies are filled with light, the light of Christ, and that everything in you and in them is being gently and miraculously healed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen. And that also, Sue, that Anthony, who's looking for financial benefit and a job, that he gets that job. And with that job should come your financial benefit. And that hopefully would help. And maybe these two don't need to be living together in the future either.
Right.
Yeah.
So now we're going to go to Jeannie. And Jeannie is saying, thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've bestowed on our lives. We come before you with a heart full of gratitude and praise. Accept our thanks and praise for all that you've done for us. Father, in all things, we give thanks to you for the abundant blessings you bestow upon us. 3 days, and who's counting? It's Bob, until daylight savings time on Sunday, March 9th. 14 days until spring, 3/2025, 37 days until Passover, begins Saturday, April 12th, and 45 days until Easter, 4/2025.
Mm-hmm.
National Dentist Day dates, Thursday, March 6th, brush your teeth make an appointment
too
for
bad.
Checkup. Yeah. Friday. Fish Friday. I wonder what the Dental Association had to do with getting that into some book.
Yeah, really.
Funny. Oh, my God.
Tomorrow's Friday. Fish Day?
Yep, Fish Day Friday, March 7th. National Urban Ballroom Dancing Day is celebrated the second Saturday of March and takes place on March 8th this year. It says dancing style between two people. Daylight Savings Day, 3/9/25. Daylight saving time starts, observed on March 9th this year. It's a practice of advancing the clocks, blah, blah, blah. All our listeners and leaders on the big call, especially for their health, we pray for Pastor Scott's health. And everyone who has requested prayers for health, med beds, debt jubilee, RV blessings, R&R, SS, Social Security, and dividend checks. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call, especially everyone's health and well-being. Blessings and peace to all on this call through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe.
Safe. Stay safe.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Sue, do you think Western Swing counts as being part of ballroom dancing these days? Western Swing?
No. Ballroom dancing's more sort of formalized. Swing is more upbeat, up-tempo, that. I mean, I wouldn't know how to articulate it like a choreographer would.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm not looking up Wikipedia to categorize it, but that's intuitively what I get.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen cotillion, and my band played for a cotillion in Washington, D.C., and so I'm familiar with ballroom dancing and have learned some myself, but I like, and you do too, also like Western swing, and it just sounds like it would be a pretty fun dance to learn. So thank you for that. Thank you, Jeannie.
So does a friend of the big call, Mr. Terry, who used to
really
do swing and put
people. He likes Western swing.
Yeah. Well, I think so. Yeah. I'm just giving him a little subtle.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie, for that, and thank you for those prayer requests. And let's move into your segment now that we're able to, Sue, and talk about what it is.
Now that we have everything in order, that's so funny.
Hello. Now, I know it's like not like I haven't been doing this for 13 plus years. Okay, Sue, tell us what it is that is going on. I know some of the offerings that you have, but tell us about the most recent class that you're proposing.
Well, I'm going to get into the class because it does relate to our teaching about Joshua and Caleb, but I want to read hold on a second. I want to read a testimonial.
All right.
Interesting. I want to read a testimonial, and I'm looking for my notes on my class. Here's a testimonial, and this is really significant because it's going to lead us into what we're offering and why it's so important. Goodness, it was the title. Good afternoon, Sue and all. My husband and I wanted to thank you for this incredible program. We spent the past 3 days listening to you, reflecting, and designing together how we're going to create our best MedBed experience. And without this information, we would have been lost. I especially like the way you walked us through how to deal with what's wrong with us, and then how to expand it into what we would like to experience with those 65 different attributes. We also got started with a quantum leadership class, and I can't believe how relevant it is for our lives, with kids and boundaries, both professional and personal. So thank you for that, too. Just writing to let you know this is invaluable. All our love in Christ, Mary and John.
Ooh.
And what if you've never been in one of our classes or bought the Golden Wisdom Bundle or any of the things that we're offering, here's what we're doing that I don't think a lot of people know about, Bruce. And it's going to get into our new class that will start on Monday and Tuesday next week, but I'll tell you about it in a second.
Okay.
What we do that 95% of the world is not doing, that everyone on this call is trying to really build up in themselves. Like the Joshua and Caleb, they had wired their whole brain, not their analytical, critical, evaluating brain, which is what 95% of the world and 95% of your conditioning was not based on your faith brain. It's your whole brain. Your whole brain. And you get all the parts of your brain, and we do that through what we teach, but specifically, everything that you get from us is going to have a meditation. And the meditation is literally the way you integrate your great spirit into the logical, analytical part of your brain. It's whole brain processing. And that's what makes these things so great for people, because they get Joshua and Caleb. they had it. You can feel it when somebody has confidence in their bones. You can feel it when somebody has overcome procrastination, doubt, a habit. When they're really activated in God, they don't have to be talking a lot. You can feel it in their whole body. You can feel it when they walk in the room. You can feel it when they're not anxious or worrying or giving power to something outside of themselves. So this will be going out to pod listeners, I think tomorrow afternoon. The next course we're doing is called Free for the Long Haul. The future thrives when you do. And it's basically, can you commit to your dream for the long haul and for keeps? What if the biggest thing holding you back wasn't your circumstances, but the way your brain is wired to keep you in old loops? See, our brain, you've been trained in a world that wants you to be in survival, wants you to be in stress, doesn't even want you to really activate the fullness of who you are in Christ. I mean, I'm talking about becoming, starting to pull into, you know, really doing extraordinary stuff, like Bruce, like Bob, like his friend, what was your author's name? Bob again? What was his name? Father?
Gerzon.
That's when you've really, really devoted yourself to being that person. What if those were just outdated patterns? And a lot of people, remember, I've been around this stuff for a very long time. I've committed my life to it. And a lot of people just struggle with the same outdated habits, doubt, lack of self-confidence. Check if you, like, do you feel like you own your worthiness in Christ? What if that old system could be cleared out before you even start? What if there was a habit? What if there was an identity that had struggled or had been corporate or had been whatever it is that you're facing, and you know that it doesn't, you don't feel really, really gracefully attuned to your greater self. See the difference? It's not ego. It's an authentic attunement to your Christ self. What if you could learn how to do that in 2 days? And why is that important? Because you need to be free for the long haul. The future thrives when you do. So this is a call to learning, starting with the doors opening on Sunday night. I'll be sending out an email on Sunday night. You'll be meeting with us on Monday night at 7:25 and Tuesday night for session 2 at 7:25. And what we're going to do is we're going to pick off specifically and we're going to unwire. Everybody's going to come to the call and you're going to unwire and undo and release for good. Before you start, hopefully, or maybe hopefully the class doesn't even take place. But we're prepared because we have to do this work of becoming consciously able to release and dissolve what no longer serves us. Because if you let that stuff sit in your being without looking at it, and most people don't know how to look at it, and they don't know how to dismantle it. That's what we're going to do. So If you'd like to join us for this class, just send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Just say free. Let's do it like this. Free for the long haul. Just put free for the long haul. Yep. And what you're going to do and what you're going to get out of this class is you're going to look at, really look at, is it a relationship you need to get free of? Is it a habit you need to get free of? Is it a doubt you need to get free of? What is it that's so chronically looping in you? We can't have that. We choose to release that so that you can be free and the world can be free through you and what you're going to do, your families, etc. And this is different because it's using neuroscience and Christ to unwire what no longer is going to fit the person and the society that we want to create. And it's going to teach you how to not get influenced by other people that may want to keep you in patterns that keep you stuck. So it's a very, very powerful class. I'm really excited about it. And if you are exploring the med bed, all you want to do is reach out to us so you can get access to a program that is going to teach you emotionally, mentally, physically, how to love yourself enough to really be completely and thoroughly prepared for that med bed experience so you squeeze the juice out of it, meaning you're really getting the most out of that one-shot experience. That's a big deal to be prepared for. So you have the med bed, and then we've been having people really love the Quantum Leader, Future Founder, two classes. And what that does is it starts to move your mind into readiness for this new world that's going to have you be more aware, more accountable, but it's going to help you be able to process a world going through a lot. In other words, a lot of people, believe it or not, Bruce and Bob, a lot of people like the world, even though they complain about it, at least they know it. It's like, this works like this, this works like this. We know there's scarcity, I'm used to that. We know that this, we know that people are divisive. All of a sudden, things are going to change. Systems, the way you do your business, the way you do your banking, all these changes. And if you don't have the start and rewiring yourself to be open, to be courageous, to be hugging that new future, your fear center, your amygdala, part of your brain is going to go, whoa, this is all so new. What's going on? What's happening in my family? What's doing this? What's doing that? Quantum Leader, Future Founder, gets you grounded, and ready for a new reality that's going to be up to you to co-create at your highest level. And you can't do that if you're swamped in change resistance. Your nervous system is seeing change all around you and it's picking it up, and you're kind of like, whoa. That class will help you to adjust to the change. Both of them are $100. And Bruce does a great job, so I'll turn that over to you at the end. Get one, get both, but they're going to prepare you so you feel comfortable, so you're ready, so you have a mindset that will enable you to walk with confidence and self-love into the future. So, Integrated Minds at hushmail.com, and you can sign up for free for the long haul, you can sign, which is $100 starting on Monday, you can sign up for Quantum Leader Future Founder, which is $100 and starts immediately, and or the MedBed 100. And that same thing, you've got three choices to make it easier and to let go of the pain and the struggle and the things that have been blocking you so you are free and you can get and stay free for the long haul. And that's what I have to share for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Free for the Long Haul is the class. Just let Sue know that you're interested in that class. And obviously, the MedBed 100 is $100 for those two classes combined in one email that you'll get as a link to listen to those. And then you've also got Quantum Leader Future Founders, which just put Quantum 100 in your subject line, Quantum 100. Some people like to get both, in which case they get MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100 equals $200. $200 gets both of those classes. All right, so just send that to Sue and put your name and cell phone number in the body of your email. And then, of course, she takes PayPal, or she can send you an invoice that you can pay it that way. All right, so either way, get in touch with Sue, and I'll remind everybody of that when I'm in the end of my segment. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Sounds like a pretty good class, and we'll see whether it takes place or not. We'll see. So appreciate that so much. Bob, this is a good time. I know Sue's testimonial, by the way, I thought was terrific. Excellent. And I know you've got some testimonials to bring. Yeah, honey, they were really good, Sue. Really good. Bob, you've got testimonials that you can bring to us and a refresher on the new sale and anything else. We're open to hearing about it.
Thank you, Bruce. And I do have a couple of testimonials that came in that I'm going to read. A bunch of them came in since Tuesday.
Okay.
And then I'll review the sale too. But this one testimonial is very interesting. And this is a testimonial about Myotrol. And our Myotrol, I spoke to Eric Kurtz today. Because some of our people have not been able to get Myotrol for the last couple weeks, because it's on back order. And I had talked on Tuesday about how everything was at the processing plant. And they notified us that they're going to be processing it. And they may have already done it today, but it was either going to be today or tomorrow. And then it has to cure for 3 days before they can put it in the bottles and label it. And then it has to come from California to Florida. So I would say sometime right around St. Patrick's Day, it'll be ready. And then this, Bruce, testimonial came in about Myotrol. It was very interesting. From a woman that said, "I really love it. The more I take it, my memory is slowly but surely coming back." Ooh. And this is one of the testimonials I'm going to pass on to Eric Kurtz, because when you create something as amazing as Myotrol, you never know until lots and lots of people start using it, all the different benefits that will come about. And we knew that Myotrol was going to upregulate BDNF, and brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And we also knew it was going to increase the production of energy and add to the electron transport chain, you know, that the mitochondria is producing and acting as the engine for. And that those are reasons why this this woman might be having improvements in her memory. Our brain is dependent on numerous different things that make it powered up, but one of the most important is electricity. And so by increasing energy in the mitochondria, your brain is going to have an easier time with neurotransmission, in that as neurotransmitters move from one cell to another, from a production cell to a receptor cell, they're riding across a synapse that has electrical potential. When you increase that, you have an easier time of neurotransmission. And that's one of the likely things that's happening for this lady, and we're looking forward to having more testimonials from people who seem to be getting improvements in their memory. We have a lot of them already, where people talked about improvement in their focus and capability to have a higher rate of productivity during their day, whether it's at work or around the house or whatever. But this is one that's now directly talking about the improvement in memory. And we have another one, too. Let's see. This is a person that wrote in about the dynamic combo, which is the combination of Boomer Boost and barley. And this person is saying the product tastes so much better. So we have new Boomer Boost, right, with a new flavoring profile that we've been working on for a long time, over a year. And now it's out, and people have been using it for about 3 weeks. And we've had positive input from everybody except for one person who said, I really liked the earthy taste of the previous Boomer Boost. And I was like, well, why don't you grab a handful of dirt from your garden and put it in the blender with your Boomer Boost?
Oh,
and you'll have the old Boomer Boost. But every other person that's commented so far really, really likes it. And so the person says, it tastes so much better, and I feel it's providing my body with more energy. I'm observing my body build muscle. Thank you. This came in 2 days ago. And then we've been having a lot of success, Bruce, with the sale that we put on. People really like this sale. And it has 11 products that we put on sale. And what we did was we made a buy one, get one half off sale where you can make combinations of things. So you buy one product and you get a product of the equal price or lesser for half off.
Okay, for half.
And we have 3 different powdered products that are on sale.
Mm-hmm.
4, actually. 2 types of barley, our Gladiator barley and heirloom barley, and our probiotics, which are in powder form, and our lignans, which are in powder form, are all on sale, along with our vitamin D3 and our omega-3. So this is a really good thing because everybody needs those 2 products, and now is a chance to get them in a combination and save that half off on them. The other ones are, we have a few different herbal products on sale. One is our resveratrol. The other is ashwagandha. And then the third one is olive leaf extract. So the resveratrol is really good for a lot of things. It helps with inflammation. It helps to make you age more slowly, and as well as to not have adult onset diseases that are associated with having too many old, worn out cells that won't get out of the way. The resveratrol combined with the quercetin that's in the product stimulate those cells to move on and allow them to be replaced with brand new cells. Ashwagandha is really good for a lot of things. People use it to help sleep. People will take it with the Good Night formula. And it's also really good for helping people stay calm. The other three products, or it's actually two more. That are, well, the olive leaf is the third one. And olive leaf is, mm-hmm. is really great for a lot of things, including helping boost your immune system. And then we also have our vitamin B complex, which we just got in a whole new batch of it from a new mm-hmm. supplier. That's also making our clarity factor, and that vitamin B is on sale, as well as our magnesium that also has zinc in it. And that goes really well together with the olive leaf to help people with their immune system. And mm-hmm. so that's it. That's going on right now. We have lots of people that have taken advantage of it yesterday and again today. And we'll keep the sale up for a while so everybody has a chance to get it.
Well, that sounds great. And
Bruce, that is it for me. It's now 10:15.
Thank you, Bob. You know, I have to tell everybody that I received my new order of Boomer Boost a couple of days ago and started on it yesterday, which was Wednesday, and today, Thursday. And I told Bob today, I love the new taste. I think the it's just right. It's got a little berry flavor to it, and it's not too sweet. It's just the right amount, and it just tastes great. So I'm going to say if you like the older Boomer Boost, this is better. It's not earthy. It tastes great. And if you want the earthy thing, it's like Bob said, just put a little dirt in it maybe. Yeah, don't do that. He's just kidding. But I do like the new Boomer Boost really well, and I'm excited about the new sale, really, that I should take advantage of. If you know, should be this week, really, to take advantage of that. So, thank you, Bob. That's really good. Let's let everybody know, to get to Bob's website, just go to bigcalluniverse.com, and then when you get to our landing page there, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it, and it's a direct link into Bob's website. Take you right into the Boomers website, and then you'll be able to see the products page, the on-sale tab. You'll be able to see everything that's on sale and how you can mix and match, buy one, get the second product half off, buy one, and it's just really great the way that's designed so it can work with a variety of products. And so that's a real positive thing. Also, the phone number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And realize that after tomorrow, on Monday, we'll be, because it starts at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, we'll be on daylight savings time. But right now, until Sunday, we're still on what they call a regular time, Eastern time, Eastern Standard Time. Well, I'll be glad when we get to daylight savings on Sunday morning. All right, so thank you, Bob. That's really good stuff. I enjoyed that, and I love the sale, and the products are great, and the testimonials are really good. Biotrol, guys, hang in there. It'll come back in. It's getting formulated now, and then we'll get it before you know it. So I'm excited about it. I love that Biotrol, and everybody knows how good it really is. I expect everybody to probably put it on auto ship as soon as they can, because I think it's really a terrific product that just has so many positive testimonials coming out about it. Okay. let's talk about where we stand on our intel so far. This is a little different tonight because I had three separate sources that were saying the same thing, and then this afternoon I had two additional sources that said something a little bit different. So here's where we're going to go with this. The three sources that came in over the last couple of days were saying that we would be exchanging no later than Saturday, which is 2 days away. I'm thinking, oh, great. That means we're going to get notifications probably Friday, start exchanges Saturday, blah, 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 go right through the weekend with appointments and so on. Now, that is possible, but the latest, and those were three very good sources, but the latest thing we got this afternoon were from Redemption Center leaders, and one of whom is over three Redemption Centers, the other one is over seven Redemption Centers. So these people are, you know, they're good sources. Well, these two leaders are saying we're going to get notifications over the weekend and start exchanges early next week, which would be Monday or Tuesday. So I've got the possibility of exchanging, being notified tomorrow or Saturday, and exchanging starting Saturday. Then I also have, well, we're going to get notified over the weekend, which is probably a Saturday thing, could be Sunday, but we would start our exchanges early next week, which is Monday or Tuesday. So there appear to be a couple of things that might be slight holdups. One is dealing with the price that Iraq is selling oil, and there's a little controversy on this. There's a pipeline that's coming from Kurdistan down to Baghdad, and then there's one that goes from Baghdad all the way down into Turkey, two different pipelines. Well, the contract rate on the Iraqi dinar is tied to what Iraq is selling their oil for, what they're selling it to Turkey for, what they're selling it to Egypt for, what they're selling it to China for, any other number of countries that would buy Iraqi oil, crude oil. And so that price needs to be settled on, in a sense, before the contract rate can be established for the dinar. Now, we've heard this also. That's part of the thing. The other thing we've heard relating to the contract rate is the contract rate is a rate that was agreed upon already in a contract with Iraq. So that sort of negates what I just said about worrying about the new price of what that oil might sell for. They have a rate, and it's extremely good. I told you guys one time it was at or over a hundo. Those of you who know what a hundo is know what I was talking about. And that would be per dinar. Well, if that was the contract rate and it was established, we should be in that range. In that range. Now, let's clarify something that was misunderstood by a few people, not very many, but a few people, and one of the people that was taking and putting out call notes from my call last Tuesday night might have misunderstood what I said. I said, you know, we have a very high rate on Iraqi dinar, especially the contract rate, which is available at the Redemption Center only. Only at the Redemption Center. that alone is worth signing up and getting an 800 number and setting an appointment at a redemption center. The dong is a very good rate. It's very, very strong. And the other currency, well, the ZIM is on par with the U.S. yen or U.S. dollar. It's on par. It means the same as. The other currencies I was referring to was like the Afghanistan Afghani, the Venezuelan Bolivar. Some of the other currencies, not dong and not dinar, are in the range of between $4 and $7, 4 to 7, not the dinar and not the dong. Okay, dong's higher than that. Dinar is way higher than that. And the ZIM is on par with the U.S. dollar. So, there has been some discussion about when are the U.S. yen, some people refer to it as USN, which is United States Note, or United States New, referring to the new dollar. Some people, like me, and there are others that call it USTN, but that's referring to the folding money, which we would put in our purses and money clips. Or some of you are using a fat wallet, which is up to you. If you want back pain, use a fat wallet, put it in your back pocket. But the USTN is United States Treasury Note. That's what should be printed on the money. Used to be Federal Reserve Note. Well, the Fed is dead. It's no longer a Federal Reserve Note. It's United States Treasury Note. And that's what should be printed on the new money, and that's what should be coming out shortly. It should coincide with our start at the redemption centers because they have it there, shrink-wrapped, ready for us at the redemption centers. So we should be able to get some of that up to maybe $3,000. They did change their position of $500 to $3,000. That's cash, cash money. And, yeah, it's not free. It comes out of your balance if you decide to take some. You don't have to take any of that new money. But if you want some cash and you want the latest version, which is USTN, you should ask for an amount up to $3,000. They don't really want you walking out with any more than that because then you could become a target and you could be robbed or whatever, depending on where you are. So don't worry about that. But I want everybody to know that we are still hearing that they're calling it Doge checks. They're not calling it a dividend. They're calling it a Doge check now. We did call it a Doge rebate for a while. But what it is, this is the money that we're supposed to get. Anybody less than 65 gets $5,000 a month. Anybody 65 and older gets $7,500 a month. And that would be for 13 months, supposed to start in the first 10 or 15 days. I'm going to say not 10 anymore. I'm going to say it could be 10, but it might be the first 15 days of this month. And we're also supposed to have R&R at the redemption center. If you're going into exchange currency or redeem your ZIM, the R&R will be there for you to find out about right after you exchange your currency. So write down that you're to ask about your retribution and reconciliation allowance. That's one of the ways to say R&R. Easier to say R&R, though. I think I'll know what you mean. I hope so. And you'll get that amount, whatever that is, added to your quantum account, and then you move funds after your exchange and after your R&R is in there, you'll move those funds, some of those funds, into your primary Wells Fargo bank account. Okay? So we'll see how that works. Social Security increases are supposed to occur this month. So see on your normal Wednesday, whether it's yesterday, whether it's the 12th, the 19th, or the 26th, see if you get that increase. It should be a substantial increase. If you don't get it, wait to see if it happens by the end of the month. They could do a little thing at the end of the month where they send those all out if they're not with your regular Social Security payment. But let's see how that works out. So we've talked about those checks, R&R, Social Security, and the RV itself. We're looking for all four of those to occur this month of March 2025. So I was a little bit uncertain about how to bring out the intel, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to tell you guys what I'm hearing. I'm hearing two different things. I'm hearing exchanges by or before Sunday, and I'm also hearing I'm hearing to receive the 800 numbers over the weekend, and then exchange very early next week, which is Monday or Tuesday. Now, these are all good sources. The most recent, or the last two I gave you, were from the Redemption Center leaders. Now, there is more information. There's always more. I'll either get it tonight. There's some I'm going to get tomorrow morning. But that doesn't help us for tonight, for this call. This is the last call of the week, but I'd like everybody to make sure that they are registered by sending their email. There's no sense to call, no reason to call, but go ahead and make sure that your email is listed on bigcalluniverse.com. That's our site, bigcalluniverse.com. Make sure you're registered. And you know what? It's not so much to get the 800 number as it is for us to be in touch with you after this goes and we don't have any more live big calls, but we might do a podcast now and then, that I would send you the link in the email and you'd get it. You'd say, oh, what's Bruce doing, or what's Bruce and Bob doing now, or maybe there's Sue in there. Whatever it is we're doing, we'd send it to you as a link in an email. That's why after this goes and we don't do any more live calls on big call, pre-conference call, then you're not going to ever hear from us again. But if you send us your email, we'll be in touch with you about the projects that we're doing, about Rebuild America, about Rebuild International, about the Veterans Retreat Network, and about the Pastoral Retreat Network. We'll talk about all those and how you can participate if you want, or how we can consolidate certain projects that you guys are planning on doing, and there'll be a way to partner with other Big Call listeners in Big Call Universe in certain areas. There'll be a way to consolidate and to work together on some of these. And we plan to do some regional get-togethers as well so that we can meet you guys in person. All right? That'll be done. There's a whole thing to it. So please, if you want to be part of our future after this all goes, then register on our website and check, because you'll get an autoresponder back that they've got you. Check to see if you get one. It should take place in a minute or less. And make sure that nothing came into your spam folder or into a promotions folder or anywhere else. Just check it. Make sure that you got it. Very shortly after you register your email at the bottom of bigcalluniverse.com. All right? So do that. Let's talk about Sue for a minute. Remember, don't send Sue emails regarding signing up for anything other than the new class that she's got planned. Okay? Which is free for the long haul. Free for the long haul. That's the name of the new class. Okay? So put that in your subject line if you want to be considered in for that. That'll be a two-night class starting, I believe that's Monday and Tuesday of this coming week. That would be the 9th and 10th. No, let me make sure of that. No. That would be the 10th and 11th of March, 10th and 11th. And so let her know I'm in for the class. That's good. I'm in. And she'll let you know when you need to pay for it. The other thing that she has to offer is the MedBed 100. It's a great set of two classes that everybody is raving about. Love the class. It's a great course that'll bring you up to speed on the MedBeds, what you need to know to get ready for it ahead of time, to make out your list, everything that you need to know. 65 different aspects that you can learn about, that you can work with, any number of those for your MedBed list. Also, remember this. Well, let's just say it this way. The other class is the Quantum Leader Future Founder class, so just put Quantum 100. MedBed 100, Quantum 100. You want both? Just say you want both. And that would be 1 plus 1 is 200. Okay? 100 plus 100 is $200. And it's payable on PayPal, and it's payable by an invoice that Sue can send you if you don't have PayPal. That's all right. She'll work it out where you can pay for it. And you put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email, so in case she needs to text you, she can do that. Everything is coming to you by email, though. Okay? So watch your emails. After you send it in requesting, look for an email to come back to tell you how to pay for it. That's it. Watch your emails two or three times a day. Watch, because you might get something from Sue that'll tell you more and more about the classes that you're about to receive. All right? That's very important. I want you guys to do that. Take advantage of Bob's sale. Boomer's products are like none other. They're the best things that are out there. I love the new Boomer Boost, and I take it in combination with Gladiator Barley, but you can take it with Heirloom Barley, and it's just as good. It just depends on what you want to do with the barley, whether you want to build muscle and do all that and create a little more that way. That's really good. It's good for more energy. And don't forget, when Myotrol comes back in stock, hopefully soon, a couple of weeks or less, we'll have that, and you guys can add that. I can't wait. I can't wait to get more Myotrol. So that's what I wanted to say tonight. That's what I wanted to get out to you guys. And I appreciate everybody continuing to listen. And then I'm continuing to listen to everything that's going on with the Ukraine and Russia. Hopefully that's going to come into a peace accord soon. I think we could get a ceasefire by the weekend, hopefully. And we could be on our way. We should be on our way. So let's do this, guys. Let me pray the call out, and then I'll just thank everybody now. Thanks, Sue, so much for all of her involvement with the big call. Extremely valuable. Thank Bob as well for doing everything that he's done for the big call. And both of them are terrific, and I love them, and I love the fact that they co-host this call with me. And thank you, GCK. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Continued healing for you. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to the call for so many years. And thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the call out all around the globe using Starlink system. So thank you, guys, on the SAT team. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in again. And let's everybody stay very positive. Watch what you speak. Speak positively. This is coming, and we should get a positive result by the weekend. Whether we exchange or not before Monday or Tuesday, we should be getting our numbers. All right? So you guys stay tuned for that. And we'll see you on the other side. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you for everybody that has tuned in and has faith for an incredible revaluation of these currencies, has faith for a new way of life for many of us, and really for everybody that we're going to be helping around the globe. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives right now. Thank you for healing us, keeping us healthy, healed, and whole, and everything that we look forward to in our future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a great night and a great weekend. God bless you guys.